Okay, so this is our 2023 year-end projected VHS reserve balance report. So you'll notice that, well, let me go ahead and share my screen just so we're all looking at the same thing here. So right now we're projecting a $1.2 million deficit for the wraparound program. Wraparound has a separate reserve than the rest of BHS, so that will bring that reserve fund down to $8.4 million. We're anticipating a general surplus reserve contribution of $5.4 million, which will bring the surplus reserve for BHS to $34.9 million at the year end 2023. You'll notice that the combination between those accounts is $4.2 million, which is different than the $6.7 million total projected reserve balance, or I guess year end surplus on previous reports. That's because some of that balance goes into a separate encumbrance reserve, which is kind of an accounting mechanism. When we have a multi-year agreement with a vendor, those funds kind of just roll over into the next fiscal year. So some of that contract underspending we talked about before goes into a separate account, which helps us track those multi-year agreements. But overall, very, very positive. I'd like to remind board members that this $34.9 million is $24.9 million above the statutory reserve minimum of $10 million. So in Wisconsin Act 203, it states that the reserve under $10 million can be used to cover deficits. Above $10 million can be used for discretionary purposes. At the lower end of the page here, we have some commitments and risks. Again, we have this youth residential cost item. We're wanting to just keep that on everyone's radar as we stabilize the youth network post wraparound HMO program. We have this AOTA deficit that I spoke to earlier. We're hoping to receive opioid settlement funds to cover that. I think it's likely that we will. We may not receive the full amount of that. We do have some crisis transport revenue budgeted in 2024 that we're not currently able to bill Medicaid for. So we're looking to right-size that in 2025, but wanted to note that that's a potential reserve impact. That concludes my report.
Thank you. Barry, you have a question?
There's an agenda item missing.
So this is agenda item number 8. I think the revised packet does have an agenda item number 9, which is the $1 million budget for housing efforts. Is that what you're referring to, Mary?
Yes, Matt.